Hi guys, and welcome back to the Martial Arts For You podcast. Apologies we didn't do one last week, it's been a bit manic, but I thought today I'd jump on and do a little interview with Mr. Zach Garrett. Now I'm sure that you would have seen Zach around the clubs. How are you doing today, Zach?
Good, thanks.
You're doing very well? Yeah. Yeah, Zach's really looking forward to doing this podcast, aren't you, Zach?
Yeah.
He's a little bit nervous. So, like I said, I'm just going to ask you a few questions just so these guys can get to know you a little bit more. So when did you start martial arts?
Started about 10 years ago.
10 years ago? You're getting old.
Yeah.
How old are you now?
18.
18, so you're about 8. No, you're younger than
7.
That, weren't you?
Started when I was 7.
7 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah, and why did you get started in martial arts?
Just got referred by school.
Okay.
A bit of a naughty child.
You were naughty.
Yeah.
Oh, we never would have expected that, Zach, at all. But you were finding it tough at school and things.
Yeah.
And was it actually the school that said it would probably be good for you to do martial arts?
Yeah. Craig came to school and did like a taster session. And ever since that, I started.
Oh, wow. Very good. So obviously, I always use you as an example to the new members that we have that come in, because you were very, very nervous, weren't you?
Yeah.
Very, very nervous. Do you want to maybe talk a little bit about how long it took you to actually join in, and what it is that what is it that made you then want to join in?
So it took me about 6 weeks to actually come onto the mat. All it took was uniform.
So being part of it.
Yeah, I felt different to the other kids.
Okay.
That's why I didn't join in.
So you just really, yeah. Because everybody else was wearing the uniform, you then felt a little bit like you weren't.
I was left out a little bit. And
so how many weeks was it until you joined
six.
In? 6 weeks?
6 weeks.
Wow.
Took uniform and a one-to-one.
And then you were straight in there?
Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy. And I think for anybody listening that maybe is a bit nervous about putting their kids into martial arts classes, maybe they are really insecure, or maybe haven't got the confidence, just look at Zach as an example. It was persistence, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was just bringing you back again and again, and then obviously the uniform, you then decided to join in, which is absolutely brilliant. And how do you think martial arts has benefited you? How are you different from that child that started at 7
got
years old?
Got a lot more confident. It's a bit of a shy kid.
Yeah. Is there a reason why you were shy? Like, can you put a thing to why you were shy? Or
felt like I was different to the others.
Okay.
And
being different is great, though. That's what
I always say.
I think being different is good, but it can also be quite tough growing up.
Yeah.
Especially when you get to that age, and probably about the age you were, about 7 years old, is when you do start maybe comparing yourself to other children, don't you? So it has made you more confident. Anything else that you've seen benefit from?
Just confidence and, fitness.
Fitness? Yeah?
Yeah.
Perfect. So when did you start? Well, because you've done a fight, haven't you?
Yeah.
When was your first fight? Do you remember?
First fight was on Craig Long's show.
Yeah, it was a while ago, wasn't it?
I want to say 3 years ago.
It might even be longer than that, you know? It might be 4 or 5 years. You were quite young, weren't you?
Yeah.
You were quite young. And how was that? Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, it's a good experience.
Yeah, and then you took a bit of time out, didn't you?
Yeah. Mostly worried about like black belts and stuff like that.
What do you mean? Expand.
Like, setting a name, trying to go for black belts and...
Oh, I get you.
So not worried.
Yeah, yeah. So you were fighting and then you took a step back from that to focus on getting your black belts instead.
Yeah.
I think a lot of martial artists have been through a very, very similar story to that. I think that from a young age, you're young, you're competing, and then you get to a point where you're like, actually, I want to refocus on something a little bit different now. And I think that anybody that's listening that's a martial artist probably has been through a really similar situation to that. So, obviously, you did some fighting and you actually did the last ring clash, didn't you?
Yeah.
Do you want to talk a little bit about that? Because I think it's quite a cool story, isn't it? Zach had no intention of fighting, but I'll let you, tell him a little bit about that.
So, on the day, didn't know that I was fighting. literally
turned up to work.
Turned up to work, and I got asked to fight. First thing that I said was no, but then at the end, I just did it.
You did it,
and yeah.
Can I just say he did absolutely amazing? You did so well. You got a fight of the night, didn't you? I still actually owe you a trophy for
you
that.
You
do. I'm sorry about that. I will get that sorted out. £20, all right.
No.
No, you want a trophy. Yeah. He wants a trophy, guys. Yeah. I get that. Well, no, you did. I think that you surprised so many people that night.
Yeah.
And I think that, can I be honest? I think people doubted you.
Yeah.
Because you hadn't fought for years, and people still looked at you as
I didn't train much as well.
You hadn't trained much, no. Yeah. And I think a lot of people still looked at you as young Zach.
Yeah.
But it's like you're 18 now, you're like an adult, kind of
getting
an adult. That's it. But no, I think a lot of people maybe didn't expect to see what they did. And I don't know about you, but you do have people coming in and congratulating you all night.
Yeah. All night, next day.
Yeah, it was crazy, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I know I had so many people being like, asking who it was. And when I said Zach, they were like, that was Zach. I was like, yeah, he's got skills, he can do it. Yeah. It's just. How do you feel about competing? How did you feel before you stepped in that ring?
Nervous. Wasn't, like, didn't really want to do it.
Yeah.
Sort of thing.
I think that's nerves, isn't it? You start, you go in survival mode.
Yeah.
You start thinking, what if this happened? Yeah. How did you feel after you did it?
Quite happy and excited.
Are you proud of yourself?
Yeah. Wanted to do more.
Yep.
After that.
Yeah, you're now on the fighter development team, aren't you?
Yeah.
You are.
Got next fight lined up as well.
Is that the 25th of April?
Yeah.
Because that's our next fight night, guys. So 25th of April is when the next ring clash is, and we're going to have Zach on there, which is really, really exciting. So make sure if you haven't booked your tickets, then make sure you've got them booked so you can come support these guys. So obviously, you started training when you were young. Very, very lack of confidence. You then got on the mat, you got bought a uniform, everything was okay. You then did a bit of competing. Now, obviously, you're a full-time instructor with Martial Arts for You. And when did that start? When did it get to a point where you're like, actually, I want to start helping out a little bit?
Ever since you started Haxby, that's when I wanted to change chapters and...
That's it. Yeah,
actually helped.
So Haxby was the first school that I opened. Not without Craig, because it was with Craig. It was under Craig at this
under
point. It was Long's Black Box Schools, wasn't it? But it was the first school that I kind of opened independently.
Yeah.
And it was like, well, it was not far from where you lived, had it?
No.
It was
6 years ago.
6 years.
Yep.
Oh, that makes me feel really, really old. 6 years ago. So how did it happen? Obviously, I was working for... your mum?
Yes, within care.
Yeah, so I was working for your mum. I then told her that I was going to set up a part-time school.
Yeah.
And then I'm guessing she then just brought you to train first, or...?
No, you used to come to Huath.
I did.
And then
that's where I started.
Yeah, so we built a bond at Huath.
You really like me.
Yeah.
I think Zach used to fancy me a little bit. That's what I think. He's not denying it either, so... Oh, I've stalled it now.
Yeah.
I've embarrassed him, guys. Yeah. No, I'm joking. But we did. We got on really, really well, didn't we? Really good. So obviously we met at Huath, and then I opened the club, and then did we just have a conversation, and then I invited you to come.
Yeah.
Come like, assist.
Yeah. It was just you and me to begin with, and that's where Ryan got
then
involved.
Ryan came along. That's it.
And then just got bigger.
And then we took over the world.
I know, right?
And we're still doing that now. We are.
Yep.
So what do you love most about teaching? Now, I know you don't do as much now, do you? You like to do a lot of the other stuff. But what do you love about teaching?
Just like what? The mini dragons. Just the smiles on the faces. And what they come out with is hilarious.
I love mini dragons. I think they're at that age where they can be a little bit cheeky and get away with it because they're quite cute. Whereas when they get up to ninja kids, they just can't get away with it the same. What's I'm putting you on the spot here, but obviously you said the things that they say. Have you got like a funny story about what maybe one of the kids has said?
No.
No, you're not thinking. But you're gonna have to think about that. Because I've had some really funny stories from the kids. I had one, and I can remember this, it was a few years ago, and I think actually Ryan was there as well. And we're on about what your favourite food to eat is. It's a bit minging, this one, to be honest. I'm not going to lie. But it was obviously like a three-year-old. We're going around the circle talking about what's our favourite food. And we got to this one kid. And he basically started telling us a story. And he told us that his favourite food to eat was his own skin. Oh. Which is absolutely disgusting. But when you're on the point, when you're in there and just, this kid just comes out of it so innocently. Yeah. And we're all looking around like, this isn't normal, kid. Like, do you not like sausages and stuff? Like, come on. It was really funny. I have one more as well, which I'll say because it's funny. I was demonstrating a kick, and obviously we turn our foot out.
Yeah.
And it's called a pivot. And obviously I was trying to get them to say what it was. So I'm like, guys, what's this called? I'm like, when I turn my foot out, what's it called? And one kid puts her hands up and shouts, pervert! Really, really loud. And it was all, because I get where they were going. Yeah. They were meant to say pivot, and they're two very, very similar words. But honestly, like, as an instructor, you have to keep it really cool, don't you?
You do.
And I bet you've been in situations where kids have said something and you're like, oh my God, you shouldn't have said that. But you have to try, keep that straight face, which is really, really funny. Obviously, one thing that I really like is them growing as well. Yeah. Like seeing them develop.
Starting from, like, when they're young, seeing the full journey from start to finish.
Yeah, I think that's really, really important. Well. And I think now, obviously, you and your mum, Charlene, you've kind of taken Haxby as your own now, aren't you? Like, yeah. I've not been there for a while. And is that been good? Because obviously, before, it was kind of like, I was there with you. Whereas now you've kind of got that bit more independence. Like, do you enjoy?
Yeah. It's fun. We bounce off each other.
Yeah.
We just roll.
I get that. You just go on a roll with it. I think you've got a lot of experience. So you get to that point where you just get on a roll, don't you? You walk in, you see what the energy is, what kids you've got, and then you obviously teach the classes from there. So what is your, because you're training at the moment, aren't you? So you're obviously training ready for your fight. What would you say you love most about training, like for yourself?
Having a goal at the end of it.
That's important, isn't it?
If you train and you don't have a goal, then you've got nothing to look forward to.
And you have nothing to reward yourself for either.
Yeah.
Massively. I really want to do a full separate podcast just on goals. Because I think that I went to a Tony Robbins like seminar thing, and he talked about that when you stop growing, you die. Not physically, you don't actually die. But I mean that when you stop having that growth, you find it a lot harder to know where you're going and with things like that. So it's really, really important. Right, well, I think we'll wrap that up there. Thank you very, very much, Zach. I appreciate that. And was it that bad?
Nope.
It's not that nerve-wracking, is it?
No, it's not.
I just talk a lot and then you bounce off what I say, which is great. Yeah. Right, thank you. Say bye.
See ya.